This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia's defense ministry on Monday reported 63 Russian soldiers were killed, quote, in the area of Makivka by a Ukrainian strike force on a facility where military personnel were temporarily stationed. Ukraine's military on Monday claimed the Ukrainian forces had struck a Russian settlement in Makivka at the Donetsk region on Saturday.
31 грудня в районі зосередження у населеному пункті Макіївка Донецької області.
General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine spokesperson stated in a regular briefing that, quote, 10 units of enemy military equipment of various types were destroyed or damaged during the attack. He didn't specify the exact number of damaged vehicles or personnel losses, as he said they were still being clarified. President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday Russia is planning a lengthy campaign of attacks with Iranian drones to quote-unquote exhaust Ukraine.
Ми маємо інформацію, що Росія планує тривалу атаку.
Quote, we have information that Russia is planning a protracted attack using Shahed drones, Zelensky said in his nightly video address. Quote, is probably banking on exhausting our people or anti-aircraft defenses or energy. Ukraine, he said, had to, quote, act and do everything so that the terrorists fail in their aim as all their others have failed. A steady stream of tens of thousands of people filled St. Peter's Basilica on Monday to pay their respects to former Pope Benedict XVI, whose body was laying in state ahead of his funeral this week. Benedict died on Saturday at the age of 95 in the secluded Vatican monastery where he had lived since 2013 when he became the first pope in 600 years to resign. This is VOA News. People are coming from across Brazil streaming to the southeastern port city of Santos to pay their last respects to the greatest football hero ever to captivate the land of the beautiful game, Pelé. A line stretching 2 kilometers formed Monday outside a stadium home to Santos FC, the club where Pelé played most of his storied career and which held a 24-hour wake for him after his death Thursday at age 82. The New York Police Department says a man accused of attacking police with a machete near Times Square on New Year's Eve, injuring 2 officers, has been arrested on charges of attempted murder of officers. A 19-year-old man was awaiting arraignment after his arrest Monday. A law enforcement official has told the Associated Press that investigators are looking into whether the man was inspired by Islamic extremism. While nearly 4 out of 5 new cars sold in Norway last year were battery-powered, some in the industry are concerned about the end of some generous subsidies, Reuters correspondent Trevor Carroll reports.
Norway, with its 5.5 million inhabitants, achieved the world's highest proportion of electric vehicles, making it a proving ground for automakers launching EV models. The sales were led by Elon Musk's Tesla, which sold more cars in Norway than any other brand for a second consecutive year. But some in the auto industry say new taxes in Norway could thwart the country's goal of becoming the first to end sales of fossil-fueled vehicles by 2025.
3 prominent opponents of Tunisian President Kais Saied said on Monday they had received notices from prosecutors that they were under investigation, including one related to assaulting public security and insulting the president. Days ago, Saied had warned judicial actions must be taken against those who defame, quote, the symbols of the state, considering that as an attack on state security. Saied seized control of the executive powers in July 2021 and later dissolved parliament, a step described by his opponents as a coup. An arrest warrant has been issued in Botswana for former President Ian Khama on charge of illegally possessing firearms. Khama, currently residing in neighboring South Africa, denies the charge. The former president was formally charged in April last year but has not yet appeared in court. A Botswana court issued the warrant for Khama's arrest last week. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.